So you can imagine the glitz and the glamour and the, you know, just the all the pomp and ceremony and all that kind of stuff. But Jesus isn't that kind of king. He ain't that kind of king. In fact, he was fulfilling, at that very moment, he was fulfilling a prophecy from Zechariah 9:9 that says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." He's not a worldly king. He's not an earthly king. He's a heavenly king. He doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. Because he is so great beyond description, he has the freedom to humble himself and serve. Because he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody or to himself. And so he comes lowly because he's glorious. He knows his identity. And he doesn't need men to tell him who he is. Do you feel kind of lowly sometimes? After all of this, do you feel like, I still don't know how God could possibly use me? What am I? Let me tell you what Paul says about that. 1 Corinthians. 'For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the what? The weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no flesh should glory in His presence. Do you feel lowly? You are right where God wants you. Because it's not about you. It is all about Him. It's all about Him. I don't want it about me. I'm just a dude. I want it all about Him. When they came into town, the people weren't standing there crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is the donkey that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he, blessed is the king that comes to the name of the Lord." And in fact, you'll notice that they covered the donkey with what? Their clothes. That must have been interesting. Why did they do that? Verse 7, it says, "Then they brought the colt to Jesus, and they threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it." Why in the world did they throw their clothes on the donkey? Maybe he was naked. I don't know. Naked donkey. Somebody cover up that donkey. But it's an honest question. Why did they throw their clothes on the donkey? You know, when you really exegete scripture, you have to ask those questions. You have to find the questions and write them down and answer them. Why did they throw their clothes on the donkey? Couple reasons have been off. Before I get mine, why do you think they threw their clothes on the donkey? To fulfill prophecy. Okay. At least Zechariah. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, that's right. Zechariah 99. 9.9, yeah. To make it more comfortable for the Lord. Wow, yeah. Somebody's like, "Get that t-shirt off of there. Here's my, you know, my stole." Any other thoughts? Donkey was dirty, yeah. Dirty donkey. Very possible. I don't know. You know, it's an interesting question. So, you know, in the years, you know, now that I'm an old man, in the years that I've heard people preach on this passage, I've heard a couple of things. One guy said, well, you know, since it wasn't really about the donkey, they were covering him up so that Jesus could be magnified. Since it wasn't about him, they wanted to put the clothes on the donkey so nobody would see the donkey. Maybe. I don't know. You know? I guess it depended on the clothes. If they put, you know, some of my clothes on that donkey, he'd have been a sight. The donkey, yeah, keep him from getting donkey fleas. And these are good answers. Maybe it would have made the Lord more comfortable. And you know, maybe it would have covered up some of the dirt. Another guy said, well, you know, back in the old days, throwing your clothes down was a form of submission, of loyal devotion to a person. That's why the crowds threw their clothes in front of the donkey. It was a way of saying, we lay our life before you to serve you. Because if they literally threw themselves down there and the donkey walked on them, it would be kind of painful. So and symbolically, they would take their clothes and throw it before the donkey. And the ruler would come forth. And that was a way of saying, I surrender myself to you. I lay down my life before you. And these are all good answers. And you know what? I think they would be the legitimate answers in exegeting this passage. But you know, I just want to say in a different vein today, this is not exegesis. This is maybe more just a prophetic kind of a declaration, okay? This is just my heart. And someone, and it's not even an original thought, somebody else said this, and it just bore such witness in my heart, and I believe God wants to say it to us today. This donkey is not the first beast. This donkey is not the first creature in Scripture to have something thrown on him, some clothes thrown on him. Way back in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings, there was a guy named Elijah. Remember him? And a guy named Elisha, his student, his apprentice. And there comes a time, it's getting near the end of Elijah's ministry, and in 1 Kings 19:19, Elisha is there with some oxen, and it says in verse 19, so he departed from there, and he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was playing with plowing. I really need to read it from there. This is like, playing with 12 yoke of oxen. Fetch the boy. We need ink, man, I'm telling you. And he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by and did what? Threw his mantle on him. He threw his mantle on him. That mantle represented his anointing. It was a commissioning. It was identifying him as someone, as a candidate to step into his shoes and carry that anointing forth and minister in the name of the Lord to Israel. He threw his mantle upon him. And so when I look at this, it just speaks to me. And again, I'm not saying this is the exegeted, you know, exact, you know, application, interpretation of this passage. I'm saying it just speaks to my heart. When those disciples who would one day be apostles, who would heal people by handkerchiefs brought from their body, took their clothes and laid it upon that donkey. It was like putting a mantle on him. Yes, we are here to carry forth the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you know what? You get the first shot, you're going into Jerusalem. And they laid their clothes on him. You may not feel qualified. You know what? In the flesh, you may not be very well qualified. But when God anoints you, when His mantle is upon you, when His gifts are in operation inside of you, it's really not your strength. It's really not your gifting. It's really not your ability. And again, I'm just making an application here. I'm not saying that that was the author's original intent or exegesis of this passage. I'm saying this is what this stirs in my heart when I see them put their clothes upon Him. Just like Elijah put that mantle on Elisha. Do you know what? When you are clothed with the mantle of God, you are fully equipped to do everything He has called you to do. The gifting that He has put inside of you is supernatural, and it will enable you to do things that beyond your imagination. That's why as an older guy I've learned to rest in Him, because I know it's not my striving, it's not my gift, it's not my talent, it's not my natural abilities. It's the grace of God that is at work inside of me and is with me, and as the favor of God goes before me, that mantle of Christ that I now wear, as I take off the works of darkness and cast them aside and put on Christ, as I put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as I am clothed with Him and clothed with His power from on high, as God sends me out, I know I can do what He's called me to do. because he has anointed me to do that, and his mantle is upon me. And yes, in the words of John the Baptist, now I can decrease and he can increase. Praise God. And last but not least, finally, the last thing that happened, Jesus sat on him. He sat on him. That means he carried Christ into the city, carried Christ into Jerusalem. That's what it's all about. That's what we were made for, to carry Christ from the very beginning. First man he ever made, he gave him a commission. Be fruitful and multiply. He made him in the image of God so that he could take that image of God out into the world and represent God in his likeness and in his image. We are called to carry Christ into the world. Are you carrying Christ into the world? Are you? By your life, are you carrying Christ into the world? When they see you, do they see Jesus? Because that is the call that is upon everyone that names the name of Christ, to represent him to the world, to represent Christ to the world, so that when they see us, they see him in our speech, in our actions, in our decisions, in our values, in our priorities, in our motivations, in the things we buy, in the things we use, in the relationships we have. Are we representing Christ to the world? Now, I'm not saying that to be stern, but this is weighty, because if we miss this, what in the world are we doing? Please, please, I'm not saying this to beat us up. We have treasure richer than Queen, whatever her name was, Queen Victoria, ever possessed, ever dreamed of possessing, and that is the riches of Christ. We are to represent him to the world, because they are lost and they will perish without him. And if we don't show him to them, who will? Who will? And when you represent Christ to the world, lives are changed. Lives are changed. Lives are changed. How many people here would say, my life has been radically changed because Christ has come into my life? Not a burden. It's not about being all scared and thinking, okay, I've got this duty to do. I've got to represent Jesus to the world. It's not that kind of burden. We just carry him. We put on Christ and we just carry him out there. And if we're really carrying him, we'll talk about him. We'll tell people about him. We can't help but tell people about him. It's not a burden. It's not a burden. Just carry him to them. Carry him to them. Go into Jerusalem and carry Jesus into them with his mantle upon you. And you might be a donkey. You might have, donkey feet. But you're carrying Jesus. And someone's life is going to get changed. Someone's life is going to get changed. Praise God. Praise God, man.